Good morning, Scotty Woodson once again here on the EAB Ag Network and the Morning Farm Report. And we've got a special guest with us here today via the phone, Dr. Bruce Aronson, Professor of Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness with the UA System Division of Agriculture. Good morning, Dr. Aronson. How are you today?
I am doing fine. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a very big pleasure to have you on with us today, Doctor. We want to talk a little bit about an economic analysis of agricultural credit usage and census data that was conducted by the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture that tells some pretty interesting tales. Dr. Aronson, a very complex topic. What would you say were the most important findings from this study?
Well, we were really wanting to get a better handle and picture on what is happening among beginning farmers and ranchers in the United States. And so we looked at census of agriculture data, and we saw that there was a slight decline in the overall number of farms and ranches in the United States. But a really encouraging sign was that we saw an increasing share of those farmers that are beginning farmers and ranchers. That is, farmers and ranchers that have had 10 or fewer years of experience operating any farm. And that increase didn't matter whether it was women, minorities, or non-Hispanic white male operators.
Now, one of the things you did notice, though, was a pretty good uptick in women farmers and minority farmers as well.
That's right. And not only overall, but also among beginning farmers and ranchers. So we went on and looked not only at the change in those by demographics, but then we were really concerned about those that if they had access to agricultural credit to be able to get their business started and grow their business up to a sufficient size of operation.
Talking once again with Dr. Bruce Aronson, Professor of Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness with the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Now, Doctor, your study showed that farms across the nation were down about 3%. What about family farms?
There was a little decline in overall family farm operations across the United States, and that has been a trend that's been going on for decades, a slight decline in the number of all farms and ranches, family or otherwise.
Looking ahead now from this study, what do you see growing out of your findings? What do you see in the future?
Well, I think one of the things that really we saw was that we took a look at that if they had agricultural credit, and we saw that those that had some type of farm service agency loan, so that's an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, We saw a lot of the family farms, both mid-size and larger farms, a significant share of those operations actually had a loan either directly or indirectly by the Farm Service Agency. And that's one of the roles that they serve in trying to make sure beginning farmers and ranchers in particular have access to credit.
All right, Dr. Bruce Aronson, once again, Agricultural Economics and Agribusiness from the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Dr. Aronson, we certainly appreciate you taking your time to check in with us today and go over your findings.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, sir.